Blood Assurance is making an appeal for donors. The situation is critical after a recent blood shortage. Bonnie Phillips is the marketing coordinator for Blood Assurance. She says these shortages often happen around the holidays.
Yes, the holidays are always a bad time, whether it's Christmas or 4th of July. People are out and about, they're on vacation, they're not thinking about how they need to come in and donate. That's just not the first thing on people's minds when they wake up usually. And, you know, you're trying to get all the gifts together and decorate, and you're just not thinking about that. But the need for blood never stops, whether it's Christmas or, you know, January.
Phillips joins us on Around and About to discuss what Blood Assurance does, how it works, and why the holidays are a time for reduced donations.
Well, a lot of people get sick also at that time. So if you have the flu, you can't donate. And that knocks out a bunch of our people. Plus, Christmas breaks happens. So we get actually about 13% of our blood from the kids. So if the high schools and colleges are out, then we don't have those donors coming in either.
Phillips says these shortages affect local hospitals.
Well, then they don't have enough blood for the patients in need. And that is our goal, is to have 400 people every day donate. And that's to adequately supply all the hospitals that we serve. We've served 56 healthcare facilities.
And what blood types are needed most? Phillips says all of them.
There is a shortage. You know, almost every month we run into a shortage. It might not be a critical shortage, but we want to feel comfortable with a 3 or 4 day supply. Right now we're running at about a 1 or 2 day supply. So if something traumatic did happen, like a horrible wreck or something like that, we just want to make sure that we have enough blood on the shelves for the patients.
This week, donation levels are starting to rebound.
We've had a good week. I don't want everyone to, you know, panic. We have had a good week. We started at 409 yesterday, so we were 9 over our goal yesterday. But every morning when we wake up, we are at a negative 400. So, you know, we're trying. We're working real hard to get the word out and get people in here. We just hope everybody keeps staying healthy and doesn't have the flu and comes on in.
Donors can receive T-shirts and enter drawings for flat-screen TVs. But prizes aren't the only things motivating people to donate.
Most people say they do it because someone in their family or their church needed it, and so that they're aware and educated that there is a need, that people do use blood. I mean, you might go in the hospital and use 50 units, so that took 50 people to help you out. So a lot of times it's just the community-oriented people. And, you know, a lot of people, there was a study that said if you vote, you also usually are a blood donor. So I think it's just that civic duty that's in your mind. And a lot of the older generation just does it because they were in the Army and they made them do it. So they just kept doing it when they got out of the Army. Or your dad did it. So he kind of taught you that that's what you do.
There are many blood donation options. First of all, you can donate whole blood. The red cells, plasma, and platelets.
And then it goes up to our second floor and gets processed into those three different components. So that's how one donation can save up to 3 lives. Then there's the Alex machine, which is an automated machine where you donate 2 units of red cells and your plasma and platelets come back to you. So it's filtered right there while you're laying in the chair. And that takes a little bit longer than the whole blood donation. That takes like 20 minutes to do that. And then I do the platelet donation, which is apheresis. So they actually take the platelets out and return my red cells and my plasma back to me. And it's also filtered while I'm laying there. It takes me personally about 30 to 45 minutes to do that. So it just depends on your height and weight and your platelet count, how long it will take. But they can put the machine, you know, if they need a red cell and a plasma, they can take that from you. Or they'll kind of, you know, how long do you have to donate? And what is your platelet count? And they'll calibrate the machine, you know, according to the need also. And platelets go to cancer victims.
And what do donors actually do while sitting there hooked to the machines? Surprisingly, there are a lot of entertainment options.
And the apheresis machine, they have an e-chair is what it's called. So there's actually like a screen in front of me with a keyboard and a mouse. So I play games the whole time. There's also flat screen TV, so you can watch TV if you're doing the Alex or the whole blood. Whole blood doesn't take very long, so you're really in and out really fast. It's about 30 minutes for the total walk in, walk out, so including your physical and interview and everything. So I play Minesweeper and check my email and look at Facebook and that kind of stuff.
Blood Assurance has 11 Tennessee Valley locations: East Brainerd, downtown Chattanooga, Dalton, Cleveland, and many more.
Well, if you have any questions, you can, of course, call us at 423-756-0966, or you can go to our website, bloodassurance.org. And there's lots of facts on the website about blood and different types of donating and different needs. If you have any questions about medications you're on, or maybe if you think if you have diabetes you can't donate, well, you can. And the FDA, always, that's who guides us, and that's who, they're always changing the guidelines. If you think you don't need to do it because somebody else is doing it, that's what everybody's saying. So please come in and help us out. If you're scared, I donated for the first time ever with a buddy who brought me. Just, you know, go with your church. We're always looking for blood drive coordinators and corporations to help us out for blood drives. So just give us a call at 756-0966, and we'll be glad to work with you.
You can also find a link to their website on our blog, which is on the Around and About page at WUTC.org. One final announcement. Last week, we told you about the food bank benefit at the In-Town Art Gallery on Fraser Avenue. Due to the snow, it was canceled. It will now take place this Friday, January 15th, from 5 to 8 p.m., and the In-Town Gallery will be accepting canned food donations all this week. I'm Michael Edward Miller, reporting in Chattanooga.